Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
I'm delighted to say Martin Murphy joins me on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Doing very well. Busy morning again this morning, Martin, for you, because you had three meetings to declare this morning.
Yeah, very busy. I made a divide at Tipperary as well. And, of course, the weekend at the Curragh, plenty of runners. We also had a charity race on Sunday, which is takes up a bit of time as well. But, yeah, it was grand. It's good to see. We had a bit of rain this morning, Patrick. I suppose that was welcome. But it's supposed to be a nice dry weekend, and the forecast is pretty good. So anyone going racing should certainly bring the sunblock.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Just before we touch into the race, and just a couple of bits from the last week or so, Martin. Firstly, Patrick Mullins breaking the all-time amateur record. What an achievement this is. It's a record has been lasting for nearly over 30 years, and he broke it last Sunday in Sligo.
That's right indeed, Patrick. And first, you're dead right. I mean, it's a fantastic achievement. I suppose people, just because, you know, he's William Mullins' son and he's riding for the most powerful stable, I suppose, in Ireland and England, that, you know, think it's easy to do all this. But he's a very tall chap. He works extremely hard at keeping the weight down. And I mean, as you know yourself, when you go racing, one of the first people you see running the actual track is Patrick. I mean, he gets great cheers from the crowd when he runs. But it's an awful lot of work to keep his weight down. And he puts in a lot of time and effort. And a lot of people say he's not the most stylish rider, but he certainly is a very intelligent rider. And to have 546 winners, I mean, I actually remember his first winner was only back in 2006 in June at Limerick Cars, called Diego Garcia. So to ride that many winners in just 12 years is a tremendous achievement. He's been 10-time champion amateur now. Ted himself was 11-time champion, so I think he should certainly beat that in the next couple of years. I suppose the next aim will be trying to get 1,000, and while that seems a difficult task, there's no doubt the fact he rides 40 winners a year, or 45, maybe even 50 a year, certainly would say that he could well manage to do that, of course, as long as he keeps free from injury. Now, he's also, you know, he's a good rider over fence as well. He's ridden Duvan and all those type of horses under sole to success. And again, you know, just because it's Willie's son, people say, well, they're just easy runs, but there's no way if you're riding for Rick Rickey and those type of owners, they'd put up unless the touch were good enough to do it.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. And it has been an unbelievable career from the man, from Clough Sutton. It's been, you know, I suppose, as you say yourself, Martin, ridden Grade 1 winners. He's ridden five bumper winners around Tramore, Cork, Goran Park, and all these tracks. It's a great achievement just to keep on going.
Absolutely, and there's no doubt, I suppose, the main thing for Patrick is he will take over Willie once Willie retires, I suppose. He will certainly become the master of Clough Sutton himself. And I'd say, you know, he's going to be a very, very good trainer because he thinks about things very well. He's very interesting to listen to. You know, he sees things maybe other people don't see. And I think he's just so interested in racing itself. And I'd say he works a lot of long hours, tough work. And, you know, I think he'd be a very, very good trainer as well. Whether he can be as good as Willie, obviously, that remains to be seen. But I certainly think that if he's as good as he is riding horses and bumpers, he certainly would be a very, very good trainer indeed.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Just also during the week, Lady Aurelia, she retired during the week as well, announced by her trainer, Wesley Ward.
Yeah, she's certainly a favourite, I suppose, in Europe now. I mean, she was well known. She was such a very, very fast filly, and she, you know, lit up Ascot. She didn't do, obviously, too well at Ascot the last time, but I mean, her two previous performances were very, very good. And fair play. I think connections are right. She probably just hasn't got that zip she used to have, but she was a very, very, very good filly, and she should certainly be a good brood mare. Certainly, I'd imagine the foals out of her will certainly go for plenty of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Finally, Martin, before we touch on the weekend's racing, it'll see a monumental day, I suppose, for the career of Desi Scahill, who's been commentating on Irish racetracks for 48 years. This Sunday will be his last commentary on Irish racetracks.
Absolutely, and a good job to say there, Patrick, because it's nice to pay a tribute to him, because Desi is a really, really sound fellow as well. He's been an absolutely brilliant commentator, and I've been going racing a long time now, probably longer than I care to remember, and he's the voice of racing, there's no question about that. Ever since the late 70s, he started commenting on the track, and, you know, it's just one of those kind of jobs where, you know, people probably take it for granted, but when you're not there, it's a totally different story. I remember once or twice when the commentary actually broke down and how important the commentator actually is. I mean, he's the eyes and ears of everyone on the track. And it's just, I think Desi really was what set him apart was his unique voice, a brilliant voice, superbly controlled. Even though things were getting very exciting, you could always hear clearly exactly what he's going to say. And, you know, some of his commentaries are legendary, like the Dawn Run. I remember Galileo against Fantastic Light in the 2001 Champions Stakes at Leopardstown. Tremendous commentary. You know, lots of classics at the Curragh. And I just think, you know, he's one of the real good guys of Irish racing. I'd like to wish him well in his retirement. He's a very, very nice fellow as well. Of course, everyone knows him as a mad Manchester United supporter. He actually goes over and supports him an awful lot. And, you know, he'd have great conversations with you. But he was very good to a lot of jockeys as well. He's a mentor to the likes of, you know, Johnny Murtagh and people like that. And, used to drive them racing and bring them home, all this type of thing. And, you know, it's such a very, very nice fella, but his unique voice certainly set him apart. And as I say, he's going to be sadly missed now on the race course, and wish him well on Sunday.
Yeah, I was talking to a good friend of his during the week, down at Killarney Martin, and this man told me that he received a letter exclusively from Alex Ferguson while Alex is in hospital, and we wish Sir Alex Ferguson the best of wishes. But as soon as he comes out, he wants Desi to come over to visit him, go for a couple of rounds of golf, and bring him over to Old Trafford again, of course, which is Desi's, Manchester United is his favourite club.
Absolutely, and now to say golf, he's a very, very handy golfer, Patrick. I wouldn't like to play him for money, I can tell you that. He's a very, very handy golfer. And as I say, he's just one of those likeable people. Everybody has a good word to say, Desi. And I know it's great to see, you know, it's sad in a lot of ways his career is coming to an end, but it's great to see he's in good health and hopefully enjoy the rest of his retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be speaking about the Curragh now, because it is Irish Oaks weekend at the Curragh this weekend. Some fascinating racing this weekend over the 2 days. Going to kick off in day one. Saturday's fixture kicks off at 2:35. Going to have a look. The first race is the 3:10, is what we're going to look at first. The 7 furlong handicap for 3-year-olds and upwards, and there have been 9 declarations.
Yes, interesting race this one, Patrick. And I think the lucky horse, I suppose, last time people would certainly like to support here is a horse called Kay Lee for Bill Farrell and Chris Hayes. Got involved in a bit of a kind of a barging match last time, and certainly didn't get the clearest runs, only just got beaten. She's up £4 for that in a similar type race on Sunday. I suppose she will probably stand a favourite. I do say that the horse that kind of caused a lot of interference, so Ice Cold and Alex, the two of them had a bit of a barging match. That one certainly, he runs again on Sunday, and he certainly wouldn't be without a chance of just 8-4. The top one, Ambassadorial for Nick Halford, James Doyle, interesting book in here. Certainly has a touch of class, and dropping down 7 furlongs might suit him. So it's an interesting contest. Maybe Kaylee might just be good enough to get a reserved win after been very unlucky last time.
The 3:45 Martin is the 6 furlong tote Scurry handicap worth €100,000, and you've got a feel of 17.
Yeah, 4 English riders here, which you would expect for such a good prize. And, you know, always when it comes to Prince of the Curry, you always look towards the English. Intasab is well drawn for David O'Mara in 17, be closest to the rail, and must have a big chance after finishing Tour de Haydock last time. The top on Ardhoom is a touch of class here for Geraldine. Has been running very well in group races and this race over this type of trip, and certainly should go very well even with the big weight. I think lower down, Master Speaker has a chance for Aidan McGuinness. He's just a bit of a frustrating horse sometimes, gets into a little bit of trouble, and he can't afford any trouble tomorrow, but he certainly is not badly handicapped now, and Roland Whelan, the jockey, is having a tremendous season. He could go well at a decent price. But even lower down than that, horse called True Blue Moon for Joseph Ryan. He certainly dropped down the ratings in the last couple of runs, hasn't really been at his best, but he has been competing at a much higher level than this, and he'd be one of the outsiders, I think, that could go pretty well. County was a good winner for Johnny Levins at Ferry House on Wednesday night, carries a £7 penalty and should go well for Chris Hayes. But it's very open indeed. If I was to have a bet, I'd go with Intasab and maybe a little each way a Master Speaker.
The next race is the 2-year-old Anglesey Stakes over 6 furlongs Martin, and you've just had the 6 runners.
Yeah, but fascinating race this indeed, Patrick. Marie's Diamond for Mark Johnson was good second here to Van Beethoven at the Rainbow Stakes on Derby. Now that was a great performance indeed. Now Van Beethoven kind of let the form down a little bit at Newmarket next time out, but still was a good effort by Maurice Diamond, and I think he could actually head the betting market here. Aidan O'Brien has 2 runners, Fantasy and Just Wonderful. Certainly Just Wonderful would be the pick of the two of those. Winner over this course and distance in May, but disappointed Royal Ascot. Maybe things just, you know, happened too quick for her there. I certainly wouldn't rule it out. She must have a big chance in his amount of Ryan Moore. But the other one that's certainly of interest is Geraldine's Viadera. Nice horse this one. She won well first time out, owned by Khaled Abdullah, and with Geraldine's Colin Kane continuing in great form, she just gets a narrow vote for me to win this very, very interesting contest.
The next race is the 4:55 race, the 7 furlong Minstrel Stakes. Interesting to see the return here of St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I thought he ran well the last time, Patrick, actually. I just thought the mile was a little bit far for him, and maybe stepping out to 7 furlongs is exactly what he wants. He came to win his race on that occasion and just weakened the last maybe 100 yards. Probably needed a foot only. He was a decent horse in America last season over a shorter trip. Ran over 6 furlongs and 5 furlongs, so maybe 7 is the trip for him. The 2 English ones here, though, So Beloved and Last Front Lad, have a big chance here for both, trained by David O'Mara. Last Front Lad, third last time out, just behind So Beloved in a group race at Newmarket. Both have a good chance here. So Beloved, though, hasn't won since May 2016. You always get worried about these type of horses, just nearly always win, but don't actually manage to get their heads in front. I think Last Front Lad might be more dangerous tomorrow, but I think St. Patrick's Day could be the right answer to this one.
The ladies' Derby handicap, Martin, is the 6.05 race. Probably one of the first years we don't have either Katie Walsh or Nina Carberry in this race. But we've got a lot of young upcoming jockeys, including a jockey from England coming over, Serena Brotherton.
Yeah, she's ridden plenty of winners, Serena Brotherton. She's certainly no back number here. And she rides an interesting horse called That's My Hoss, ridden by Robbie McNamara. Seen run actually in the apprentice race the other day, and he ran quite well, finishing fourth. He actually won a bumper at Tremore last season, and young Robbie McNamara's doing quite well as a trainer. So interesting book on that, and she is a very, very capable rider, Serena. She's ridden lots of winners, a lot of experience, and I say off 9-10 here, must have a really big chance. I was looking at Domini Dahill for Ted Walsh and Jody Townland. They teamed up to win well at Bellistown a couple of weeks ago. Now, the handicapper has reacted there by putting up £11, but Jody claims 7 back off that, and certainly that looks an attractive weight there. The top one, Bats Rock, again, a Bellistown winner for Gordon Elliott and Lisa O'Neill, certainly wouldn't be without a chance either. Well, maybe of the bigger price ones here for the crack could go well for Derek Kenneth Buds. He has some decent form, and I think this step up to 1.5 will suit him. But maybe Minnie Yahel might be good enough to beat That's My Hoss.
Now, before we look at the big race, Martin, there's two maidens on the top and tail of the card.
Yeah, winner takes all, I thought. Winner takes it all. Obviously, a good song from ABBA years ago. But it ran a good race, forced them out for Joseph Ryan over a mile here on the Derby weekend. Steps up a half a furlong here and just might be good enough to beat Persian Line in that last race, the 6:40. But the opening race, two horses here I'm very interested in. Number 5, Giga White, and number 6, Guaranteed. Both ran very good rests on the first starts over this course and distance a couple of weeks ago. I thought Giga White was the one that might improve the most, and he gets the vote for Geraldine's and Colin Keane.
Okay, so that is the action at the Curragh on Saturday without the feature, of course, the feature being the 5:30, the Darley Irish Oaks Martin. It's a Group 1 contest over the mile 4 furlongs and is the trip. Like 7 runners, a small field, Martin, dominated by Aidan O'Brien. Of course, we've got the English Oaks winner in here, Forever Together, but she won't be favoured for the race.
That's right, which is probably a bit of a surprise, I suppose, when you say it that way, Ollie Patrick, but she was a good winner on soft ground at the Epsom Oaks in early June. Looked very, very good on that occasion. And Dunica O'Brien takes up the mount again. Since then, though, she was beaten disappointingly, I suppose, in the Pretty Polly Stakes. She was only second on quick ground over a mile and a quarter. Now, I think going back to a mile and a half would certainly suit her. I'm not quite sure the quick ground would really suit her as much. And I'm not surprised, really, that Ryan Moore rides Magic Wand, who, well, she was only fourth to Forever Together in the Epsom Oaks. She went on and won easily in the Ribblesdale Stakes at Royal Ascot, beating some very decent fillies on that occasion. I think she has the winning of this race already, Patrick. The ground is quick and which will suit her. The English one is certainly a bit of a danger, though. Sea of Class for William Haggis. James Doyle comes over, takes the mount. Winner of a list race last time. Before that was a good winner as well. She's very lightly raced and open to plenty of improvement. And the connection certainly wouldn't be taking a chance run in this race if the toss she wasn't up to it. I do think Magic Wando is really progressive and just might be good enough. Of the others, maybe Mary Tudor would have a bit of a squeak for Winnie McCree of reaching the frame, but she does have a bit of improvement to do. But I just think Magic Wand couldn't give Aidan O'Brien his first Irish Classic of the year, which is a bit surprising. That's actually an Irish Classic yet this season. But I think Magic Wand may be able to fix that tomorrow.
Okay, so that is the action on Saturday. And of course, over the weekend, Martin, before we touch on day two, the Melbourne Cup is on tour around the Curragh over the weekend.
Yeah, and it seems to be, you know, I remember years ago Melbourne Cup was just a faraway race and nobody ever actually knew much about it. There'd be no European interest in it. But now in recent years, obviously, because of Denver Wellman and twice and Joseph Bryan winning at Glasgow Rekindling, an awful lot of European challengers are extremely interested in the race now. And we believe, like in the betting, I think some of the top 9 out of 10 horses at the moment are actually trained in Europe. And, you know, it's a fabulous race. Obviously, stops the nation, as I say. It's a 2-mile handicap, fiercely competitive, huge prize money. And it's they've always held the first Tuesday in November at Melbourne Racecourse, Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne. And I think, you know, it'll be great to see it on show at the Curragh over the weekend. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have a couple of more challengers to go this year. We'll see what happens. There's even talk maybe Latrobe, the Irish Derby winner, could be invited to go. But I'm not quite sure if he would. I'd say he might be the better off next year. But I've got a feeling we'll have plenty of challengers. William Mullins, Joseph O'Brien certainly would be two. They'll be very interesting going down again.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's 25 years now since Dermot Weld won the Melbourne Cup with Vintage Crop. And the Sunday's card is starting off at 1:40, but the 2:20 is sponsored by the Victoria Racing Club, where Melbourne races out of. And there's just 6 runners in the nursery handicap.
It's the first nursery handicap of the year, Patrick. First 2-year handicap. And it's always nearly one of these things that you always back the top weight in the nursery. So Evasive Power, I suppose, will be the one here. Decent winner at Navan a couple of months ago, but then ran ran well at a higher level in group and listed races, has no easy task off 9-7, but certainly should take plenty of beating, I have to say. Urban Light is interesting for Johnny Murta. He's having a great season, Johnny, and he teams up with Shane Foley here. Ran well last time in fourth and would have a bit of a chance. Silver Service, a winner for Mick Mulvaney as well, has been running well for him. He's having a good season too. He should go well. But I think Evasive Power might be the one for Lee Roach and Michael O'Callaghan.
The 5 furlong Sapphire Stakes is due off at 2:55. It's a Group 2 contest with 7 runners going to stalls.
Yeah, it's a very interesting race. Aidan O'Brien throws 3 at this one, but I do feel the English might have the edge here. He settles, Aidan settles Battle of Jericho, who won the Rockingham Handicap, beating Caspian Prince very narrowly on that occasion. Now, the weights certainly favour Caspian Prince on Sunday. And this is a really good horse, this Caspian Prince. He's won this race in the past. He's extremely quick, and he loves the curragh. Good draw on stall 6, one off the rail, and Colin Keane on board. There's an awful lot going in his favour, and I think he possibly could stand a favour here and will take the world of beating. The other English challengers, though, certainly no mugs at all. Havana Grey is a very good chance for Carrickbrook, but the one I like is Mab's Cross. Very improved filly this season. I've seen her win in Newmarket, and then she finished a good third to Blue Point in the Kingstown Stakes at Royal Ascot last time. That was very, very good form. I just think Tom Eaves and Michael Dodsey are a good combination when they team up, and I just think this one could finish fast and late and maybe nab Caspian Prince close to the line.
The Kilboy Estate Stakes is the big race, Martin, over 9 furlongs, and again we just have the 7 runners.
Yeah, 6 of the 7, which I believe are trained by Joseph or Aidan. So Jessica Harron is the only one battling on her own. And this time, so fancy she saddles, has a very good chance. Winner of her last 2 races, won the mile and a quarter race here, and also won the celebration stakes at over a mile on Derby weekend. Very likely with Philly, this one seems to handle fast ground and soft ground. Colin McDoon, who takes the mount, and she would have a very big chance. Magical, I suppose, is probably the pick of Aidan O'Brien's. Ryan Moore is that one. Finished 4th in only run this season in Longchamp early on the year. She was a good 2-year-old last season. And I suppose you'd have to say that, you know, if she brings that type of form to the table, she probably will win this. September is an interesting one for Aidan as well, though. Very smart filly last season. Filly with a deep impact, a nice quick round. She was met with a setback early on the season. So I just have a feeling, reading through the lines, that she might need this run on Sunday. But I expect her to go well in all the top races later on the season. I think Magical might just have too many guns for I'm So Fancy.
Okay, so that is the 3:30. The 4:05 then is the 1 mile Phillies handicap worth €30,000, Martin. And again, just 8 runners in this one.
The interesting race, Bonafide for Dermot Weld, was a nice winner of a maiden at Gordon Park. That's only a start to date, so interesting here, thrown in here off a mark of 85. Handicapper probably might be either taking a bit of a chance or maybe overrating, or it's hard to know what way the betting will go here. I think that one could be interesting here, though. And I think My Silver Nails, good winner for Mick Mulvaney last time, up £6. Triple Sec was a good winner for Patrick Pendergast last time, and that's already had a good one or two wins this season. That's up another £9 here, so certainly it's climbing the ratings. The two at the top, though, are interesting for Mick Halford, Surrounding, who saddles did the last time, so I forget about that run. But before that was a good winner of a conditions race at Ferry House. And also Terzetto. I think with Colm O'Donoghue book for Terzetto, Mick Halford trains this one. This one is a very good chance. A couple of decent, won well at the All-Weather scene early on in the season, then ran well in the Premier Handicap here on Guineas weekend. I think she just might be the one that's Terzetto.
The 4:40, Martin, is the 2 mile Kiddishy Handicap. Of course, it's a tape start.
Yeah, the only 3-year-old in this race is Clips of Dane for Aidan O'Brien. Only race he had was winning at Bellistown. So it's interesting going straight over 2 miles. They seem to need every yard of the trip on that occasion, and we'll probably get the trip here. Interesting off a mark of 97, which looks pretty high for just a Bellistown win. He's meeting some useful rivals here. Sandy Mountjuke is probably getting ready for the Galway play, but he's a very effective horse on the flat as well for Jessica Arrington. Likes to go ground, which he will have on Sunday, and should go very well. The one I like on myself is horse called She's a Star for Noel Mead and Colin Keane. Won a 2 mile handicap at Dundalk early on the season, up a few pounds for that. But I think this one could go well, and I wouldn't bet be surprised to see her line up with Ballybrit in a couple of weeks' time.
Anything else on the card on Sunday, Martin?
A couple of chances maybe in the 5:15s arena for Dermot Weld. Ran okay in her first run. She might be able to win the final race, actually, the 5:15. The opening race is interesting. A couple of decent horses here. Chocolate Music for Jessica Harrington ran well in her only start. The one I like, though, is a horse called Foxtrot Live for Paddy Toomey. Smart trainer, this Paddy Toomey, produced some decent 2-year-olds. And this one ran well in 4th and 8th in her only run to date. Should improve a lot and could have an each-way chance. Good to see a charity race as well for the Corinthian Challenge that rounds off the card at 5:50, Patrick, and a lot of runners from Gordon Elliott, who likes to support these races. I thought certainly Mundo for Johnny Murtagh has been going well this season and should go very well. He might be one. Well, one of his interesting is a horse called Water Sprite. Remember, she won at Galway last season, and if she's heading back there, she could run a good race in that 5:50, the last race of the card.
Okay, so that's the Corinthian Challenge charity race on Sunday. Moving to Tipperary on Sunday, Martin, and just before we talk about, there was a couple of amendments over the last couple of weeks to a couple of cars because it is so difficult to keep the ground right.
That's right. It's all to do with watering, Patrick. And now what happens lately is that in two race meetings coming up, Tipperary's won them. If you have a hurdle and a chase track, it's very difficult to water a boat. You have to use too much water. So Tipperary wisely decided to look for six steeplechase races and have no hurdles or bumper. So only one track needs to be watered. And they swapped with Limerick next Thursday. They had a couple of chases there, so they gave them Tipperary, and Tipperary gave them a couple of hurdles. So Limerick next Thursday would be an all hurdle and bumper card, but Tipperary on Sunday is an all chase card. It's just easier for the race course to just water one track. Obviously, you're not wasting water and trying to water two of them. And they've been awarded with a decent card here. Six steeplechases mightn't be everybody's cup of tea, but there's plenty of runners in them.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going through the card now, and the opening race is the Adair Manor Opportunity Handicap, kicking off at 2:05, 2.7 the trip, and you've got 9 runners.
Yeah, William de Burley was a good winner at Killarney the other night, and I think you have to say that you have a good chance of going in again. You got a £6 penalty for that, and mandatory penalty, but young Daniel O'Keefe, I think it was his first winner, claiming 7. He claimed 7 again often. I think he's a decent horse, this fellow, when he gets the ground in his favour, which it certainly is at the moment, and I think maybe he might just be good enough. Glenwood Forever for No Mead looks a bit of a danger here.
The 2:40, Martin, of course, this is the beginner's chase, but you've made two divisions out of it. In the first division, there are 10 runners, and it's over 2.4.
That's right. Interesting contest here. Probably not the strongest statistical for Henry de Bromhead and Rachel Blackmore, who's certainly going great guns at the moment. You can be sure that this one will jump well. Sam King, I suppose, has rated 102 for Ted Walsh. Not a wonderful horse, but he certainly would have a bit of a chance in this one. Galveston, maybe for Tom Foley, might be worth a second look as well. If it was forced to have a better be statistical, maybe Sam King would be the one to follow him home.
The second division of that beginner's chase also looks quite competitive, Martin, due off at 3:15.
Yeah, Loop Guru was interesting for Chess Carrington. I ran okay, sixth at Limerick last time. Winner won very well on that occasion, but that one, it was a decent hurdler for Jessica, and Jack Kendi, I think, is an interesting booking here. That one could go well. Also, another one there, Three Kings for Timmy Hyde is interesting. It might be the type of horse that would do well over fences. The Comediologist for Noel Mead was rumoured to be quite a good bumper horse early on in his career. I think he was actually Emmett Mullins at one stage. I see him over fence now for Noel Mead, and if there's any support for that one, that could be worth following.
The Tipperary Town Plaza Plate Handicap Chase, Martin, over 2.5 miles, always known as the Tipperary Galway Plate Trial, due off at 3:50, sees 13 runners.
Yeah, the one to be interesting here, Patrick, is Miss Sassy, I have to say, for Paul Nolan and Brian Cooper. Plus quick ground. I've seen her win at Wexford, and she was very good on that occasion. Last time just wasn't beaten far at all in a Galway Plate Trial at Limerick a couple of weeks ago. That was quite a good effort. Finished second, up £3 for that, but I think still has a decent chance here. Net the cost for No Mead is a horse that loves quick ground, so he'll have his conditions in his favour. He could go fairly well. A sizing network is not a bad horse in his own right at all. On a going day, he definitely has a chance. He won twice early on the season last year. Barry Gerty takes the mount, which is interesting. Well, Monbel Chitchat was a good winner last time and is up £7 for that. Rachel Blackmore takes the mount. So this is probably definitely the best race of the day. I think Miss Sassy might be the right answer.
So that is the Galway Plate Trial due off at 3:50. The Mayor's Beginner's Chase, then Martin at 4:25. Looks very competitive on paper.
Yeah, indeed. Grace Mount was a decent horse over hurdles. Could be interesting for Sean Doyle. Also, Flaviana, for Jessica Harrington. With decent over hurdles, interesting with Paddy Kendi on board. But I think Jamie Summers is the one to beat. She has plenty of experience over fences to date. Good second last week to Miss Sapphire. Orangers got caught on that occasion. Michael Bow trains. Colin Landers claims a valuable £7. And her experience over fences might swing the issue in her favour on Sunday.
The Memorial Novice chased in at 5 o'clock is the 2.5 mile contest with 8 runners.
Yeah, and I do have to say I like the chance of Classic Theatre here, Patrick. I've seen it win in Limerick a couple of weeks ago and it absolutely jumped fantastically. David Russell took them out on that occasion. Rachel Blackmore takes over on Sunday and Henry de Bromhead, I'd say, continues in very good form. I wouldn't be sorry to see this one line up at Galway at some stage, and I just think the way it jumps, it was a very good performance on that occasion. It could win here. Ask Susan's a decent horse for John Nicholson, probably be the biggest danger. Maracush is interesting there for Philip Rothwell, was a useful horse earlier in the season, actually trained with John Ox and then Alan Fleming at one stage. Interesting to see how he goes, but I think Classic Tater will be the one to beat.
the Jim Ryan Services Handicap Chase for horses rated 0 to 95 is the final race in the card on Sunday, Martin.
And probably the toughest one indeed, Patrick. Very, very hard to know what's the story in this one. A lot of usual suspects here. Horse that ran well, like Ballyfin Boy, he's getting on a bit in the years, but he certainly is capable when the ground is in his favour, which it will be on Sunday. Hard Bought, I think, is interesting with the race of Blackmore for John J. Walsh. He could be interesting. Well, Can't Kill a Kidder didn't run as well over hurdles last time, but has some good form and probably deserves a winning turn. He might just be the one each way in a very, very difficult finale.
All right, so that is the action at Tipperary on Sunday, Martin. It's that time of the week. It's your best bets of the week, Martin.
Okay, and Tipperary Sunday in the 350, I'd definitely be interested in Miss Sassy. The Curra on Saturday, I think I'll go with Minnie Dahill in that Philly Ladies Derby at 6:05. And the Curra on Sunday then, I do feel that, just having a quick look here, sorry. Yeah, Terzetto in the 4:05 in the Curra Sunday.
Okay, so that is the action over the weekend. And we're not long far away from Ballybritmern, and the entries for the Galway Plate and Galway Hurdle will be announced.
Yeah, they'll be announced tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Or sorry, Monday, sorry, Patrick, 2 o'clock. We've booked them on Sunday morning with the handicapper. Good entry so far. I think 59 in the Plate, 46 in the Hurdle. Always very competitive. The huge prize money now, and you know, you really see some very good horses. I mean, if you look at the Galway Plate in particular, the last couple of seasons, the likes of, you know, Road to Riches, third in the Gold Cup afterwards, and Back of the Flow won it last year, and he goes on and wins the Ryanair Chase. So it's getting a higher class standard every year, these races, and it's sure to be a very competitive field again when the entries are released on Tuesday. A lot of horses, I suppose, people can keep an eye on now for the last couple of weeks heading towards Galway, and you know, it should be hopefully a great week. Nice to see if we've got some, a bit of rain there, I suppose, next week or two, Patrick. Definitely wouldn't want the ground too quick, but to do a good job there. I believe there's a lovely new tote building there as well, going to be opened on the for the meeting on the Monday, and it certainly looks very impressive. It's right across the parade ring, which should certainly please the punters.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. And of course, we'll keep you a close eye on that come Monday afternoon. But look, Martin, thanks very much for joining us again on Drive Time Sport for the Horse Racing Ireland preview.
Thank you, Patrick.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.